Alchemy.
Yo.
Hey, third time's a charm.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, what's up, what's up?
Chilling, chilling. You know, not a whole lot. Yeah. All right, well, that's this week's episode.
Thank you very much for coming.
I feel like it's like one of those really lazy, laid-back Sundays.
Yeah. Have you seen Lil Nas' new video, bro?
I haven't yet, no.
Lil Nas X video? Bruh, it's so fire.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's fire as fuck.
Oh, nice. Is it? I think I saw like a snippet of it.
Yo, it's hella creative. I haven't seen anything like it before.
Oh, nice. All right, well, let's talk about it in a second. Anything food related going on?
Oh, yeah, I got a crab cake and shrimp alfredo.
Dang. Okay. Seafood Sundays.
Yeah, Pamela and I, we had dinner with my parents. So we bought them food.
Oh, fancy. Okay.
Yeah, we got Copeland's.
Oh, dang. Okay. Yeah, Copeland's is nice.
Yeah, Copeland's is, it's the bee's knees.
Do they have desserts over there? At Copeland's?
Yeah, they do.
Nice. So I assume you had to partake in that?
No, we didn't get dessert.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Got you. I have nothing exciting food related, except for the fact that I bought more tropical fruit from Publix this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's like fruit. I could just buy fruit every day, but that's the thing about fresh stuff. That's just how life is. The fresh stuff goes bad quicker, so you can't, especially individuals like us that don't eat that much. So it's like you can't keep fresh fruit for like several days. It'll go bad. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know.
This is random.
Yes.
Have you heard of thick water?
Thick water?
Yeah.
No. What the heck is that?
I don't fucking know, bro. I've been seeing people do a challenge. Thick water. I don't know. It says thick water is intended to help people who have trouble swallowing.
Really?
Yeah. It says technically it's intended to help people who have trouble swallowing.
Oh, interesting. Thick water.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. I don't know. Doesn't sound good to me. It already sounds like a fucking trash idea.
Like somebody comes over and they're like, hey, you know, if you want anything, there's some things in the fridge. Oh, really? Like what? Got some Gatorade, got some lemonade, got some thick water. What? Thick water.
Thick water. Oh, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
That's some weird shit.
People do. I mean, maybe it's got minerals in it that just makes it kind of heavy.
I just want to know why is it thick. You know what I mean? Oh, no, this just sounds suspect.
It sounds kind of disgusting, yeah.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Thick water?
Yeah, I got you so that thick water.
Yeah. Yo, if anybody says they got me thick fucking water, I'm going to have to
follow. I'm going to have to check out the water on this. It's thick with three C's. THICCC.
Fucking weak.
Yo, it's Simon Illa.
It is Jay.
And it's the Two Gibbs Walk Into a Bar podcast brought to you via the Anchor app, where you have to call your friends three times for it to actually connect. But you can download the app on your device or on the web, go into anchor.fm, and you can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast that nobody will listen to. Yeah, so do that. Anyway, so real, who produced this podcast?
Okay,
thank you, yes.
This podcast.
I was so flummoxed by the thick water. That's why I'm, like, distracted.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Have you ever had Fiji water?
I think so.
Okay.
I feel like I have.
I think you may have had it at my house. But,
yeah.
So Fiji,
more than likely.
Fiji water is like an artesian water. Here's the weird thing. People even say that it's a different kind of water, but people say it feels different in your mouth. This is like a really highly suspect, yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
No. That's what she said.
Because it has minerals in it. So this is what made me think of this when you said thick water, because Fiji water actually kind of feels thicker than regular water. But it doesn't feel weird,
cool.
You know what I mean? But when you drink it, it's like it literally feels heavier. It's really good water. It's just because they extract it from like volcanic deposits or something, and it has these minerals already in it, which is apparently good for you. Yeah. So that's the only thick water I can think of. Like, you know, I don't know. Anyway. All right. So let's talk about this Lil Nas video that you. So what's is it a Christmas?
It's called Holiday. And it's just like it's so you know what I love about Lil Nas X? He's like just himself.
Right.
He's like authentic to his fucking self. And the videos, like, I wanna know the budget that they have for these shit.
I mean, for him it's gotta be outrageous.
Because they look like they cost
he's,
money.
He's making money, so I think when you're making money like that.
Oh yeah, like people can roast that Old Town Road song, but I actually think it's the best execution of a fucking country like trap song. Cause everybody that I heard try to like do a country rap song, I felt like they were just like off.
Well, I think it came up. By the way, I'm pulling it up on YouTube. So I'm about to watch this video while we're talking.
Lil Nas X did
with the Old Town Road, I think he was, first of all, virality is everything. So, you know what I mean? Like, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He is himself. But it's really just right place, right time, you know? He did the right thing. Excuse me. The funny thing about him doing a country trap song is that country, like stereotypical country, is kind of, I mean, it's just that, it's stereotypical, if you know what I mean. Like, it's over the top sometimes, like, everybody's saying like this, you know, and it's like, okay. You know, it is a stereotype, but I think what Lil Nas X was able to do was have just enough of that. You know what I mean? But it was trappy and catchy. And people were like, I mean, and I think he got both, I don't want to say sides because I don't like to think that way, but I think he just encompassed a lot of people. You know what I mean? So I think people that liked country, that like rap, were probably like, oh, this is pretty cool. Like, and then people that like rap were like, yeah, I mean, this is kind of, you know, this is kind of dope. Like, I'm not hating on this. So he just right place, right time, like, so he capitalized. So,
and the crazy thing is how it happened too. He only paid $30 for to release.
I hope that producer got way more than that, like, cause he deserves.
Oh yeah. No, he had already spoke on that. Like,
that's good. And that probably launched his career, you know, or at least a bigger career. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean,
so I'm back. I'm about to watch this video while we're talking. So, I'm not going to give it away, but okay. Already in the first 5 seconds, they've blown the budget of most independent rappers with the effects.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, wait a minute. What? Okay, that outfit's on point. He's like a future Santa.
Yo.
What the hell? Yo.
Yo.
Product placement, you see that? PS5 in there. Okay, I'm not listening to it because I don't want to, like, get us dinged for a copyright. So, I'm not going to play it, but I'm watching it. Yeah, alright, visually, this is already fire. This is like one of those blockbuster movies that they put, what the heck? Okay, I know everybody listening is going, what the hell is he looking at? If y'all are listening to this, just pull up YouTube. Look up Lil Nas X. So it's called Holiday. See, so that's another great timing thing. By the way, a word to the wise, because, you know, I'm always trying to give you some mentoring gems, you know? One thing you should always think about, Jay, is
yes.
Certain things come around every year. You can always find ways to, like, use that to your advantage and plan ahead. Think ahead. I like to, you know, I've definitely produced Christmas-type projects. Christmas projects. So there are things like that, holiday-related things that always come around. What I like is LVRN, they are putting out a Christmas album with their whole roster of artists. Right.
Nice. Yeah, I have some Christmas shit that I have to do.
Okay, cool.
For some people, so I already... Yeah, I'm in that kind of...
Well, I always like to tell people that, like, think about things, I'm obviously giving you these thoughts and this wisdom, you know, but sometimes the thing is to think about what a need might be before it is needed.
Yep.
If that makes sense. Where it's like, oh, like somebody might need something that's coming up next summer for this or whatever, and then do it, and then if the opportunity presents itself, then you have something. You know what I mean? But you never know. You never know. Always be prepared. I always think of Prince. I don't know what year he made it, but when he made that song 1999, you know, like, he already knew.
Uh-huh.
You're like, this is going to be one of the biggest songs in 1999. Like, when New Year's rolls around, you know, tipping over to 2000, he's going to be the man, because everybody's going to be like, we're going to this, you know, club or whatever, like, everybody's going to be playing that song.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, like, I don't know, us doing different shit is kind of fun, especially like around the holidays, but also I've been doing like some different shit. I did do like the new, have you heard The Weeknd's new shit? I still haven't. But apparently it's like synth pop or whatever. Right now,
nice.
So I had to do some shit like that, and it's so fun, bro. I love it. It's a fun genre. It's super fun. When we get off of this podcast, I gotta play you some shit that I did for an artist that I'm working with. But yo, if you can't see me, you should, because you know
I do. I can see it in my head already.
And I get excited. So. So. This artist hit me up, and he was like, yo, because I've already produced some other shit for him. I played one of them for him.
Oh, yeah.
That you liked.
Yeah.
So he was like, yo, I want some Don Toliver shit. All these people I haven't, like, really listened to, because I listen to music, you know, but I don't, if that makes sense. Like, I listen to it, but I'm not, like, actively, I'm just doing other shit, you know. I just don't, like, sit down and be like, oh, let me listen to this shit. But, like, sometimes I'll listen to, like, you know, different music that I like or whatever in multiple genres. Anyway, so he was like, yo, I need some Don Toliver shit. So I said, okay. And then I did that. But he also said, I need the new weekend. We said the weekend, like pop vibes, 80s, whatever. And I was like, same right. fucking list. Now, mind you, you know, I have never made any of right. those beats before. So I like a challenge. And one, something that stuck in my head since you started mentioning me is that, like, say yes to everything. Well, you know, within reason. Like, obviously, if they say, like, yo, go
right.
and
yeah,
kill
that,
someone,
yeah.
like, don't say yes to that shit.
within
but, you know,
reason, yes.
within
Thank
reason
you.
That, yeah, within reason that you feel like yes. you can do. You know, like, if someone told me to fucking make, like, a screamo rock beat with, like, fucking live instruments and shit.
Yeah, it's definitely higher out for
kid,
that one.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so, you know, whatever. Well, I was like, for this, let's get. So it's really a fun genre.
Mm-hmm.
I like that shit. Because I've been wanting to, not necessarily get
mm-hmm.
out of the trap thing. Get out of the trap, anyway. Okay.
Escape the trap life.
I feel like we talk about a lot of deep things on here. Something that I am all about, as you know, I'm really about, like, manifestation and, like, law of attraction shit. And I feel like the energy and shit that you put out into the universe and all that. And I think, like, we create music. You know what I mean? Like, we kind of create
mm-hmm.
that playing field, you know? And I've noticed three different genres.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you can attest to this. Because you are multi-genre.
Thank you.
Extraordinaire. But for the kind of music that you create in certain genres, and this is not a stereotype, it's just from experience, what I've seen. When I create more
mm-hmm.
like trap style shit, I know what topics are going to be talked about. And I don't really fuck with
mm-hmm.
it. Like, I'm really not that kind of person, you know? Like, and so the reason I like creating these other genres, like pop, not saying you can't talk
mm-hmm.
about the same concepts, I suppose, but I feel like the way it's articulated is
mm-hmm.
different. You know what I mean? Like, even if you create, like,
yes.
conscious hip-hop beats, right? You may still be talking about those topics, but it's from a perspective of, like, maybe that person, right? So, like, Tupac, he could talk about the perspective
mm-hmm.
of, like, a single mom and
yep.
really experiencing that shit. It wasn't, like, or
mm-hmm.
one, maybe not Tupac.
That's a good
you know,
example,
whatever.
Though. Yeah.
Anybody. Tupac,
mm-hmm.
maybe some. You know what I mean? And culturally, for me, the culture I want to create just for myself, if I know that in rap culture, a common, because I know you've been seeing a lot of the shit that's
mm-hmm.
been happening in rap culture as of late. And I mean, this has been going on. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen in other genres, but here's the thing. I am a suburbia, you know,
mm-hmm.
young
yeah.
adult. Like, I don't
yes.
have that kind of life experience. I'm not, I can get along with anybody, but I know my levels of comfort. And I know that if I continue down the road of just creating trap beats, and this isn't in a bad way, this isn't against anyone, but I typically know the type of people I'm probably going to be around. Just because, again, the artists that I've already, you know, interacted with. And now there are some artists that have said some deep-ass shit on my beats, and, you know, that's great. But typically, it's the same topics I
yeah.
can count on, you know what I mean? And I've noticed when I create certain vibes, like uplifting vibes or just positive vibes, you know what I mean? That doesn't necessarily have
mm-hmm.
to be super trap heavy. I feel
mm-hmm.
better. You know what I mean? So I've really been wanting to lock into more like feel good genres. That's why I like working with the one artist, Cliche, because he makes me,
honor to me.
Not, he makes me feel good.
Okay.
But like,
yeah.
You know, like the music that he creates,
mm-hmm.
yeah, feels good, you know? And when I make beats for him because of the genres that, you know, and the vibes he's going for,
mm-hmm.
I feel good, right? And I feel like the impact that the music will have will be
mm-hmm.
positive. You know what I mean? Like, so that's kind of where my mind has been. And I'm not saying rap music
mm-hmm.
can't do that and doesn't do that. I'm just saying we have the opportunity to create,
yeah.
like, the landscape.
Yeah.
to this shit, right? And so that's what I've really been focused on, is kind of tapping into, you know, what I already do know just from creating beats all the time, and putting my own style into other shit that I just like, or whatever. And that's been a fun experience, just to kind of open my eyes to other shit, but also be able to
Well,
like
that
different
yeah,
people.
there's a I have a lot of experience and thought on this because, everybody goes through this, like everybody goes through the same thing.
Say it.
When I was young, and just like you are, I was making beats. I didn't really care what people said on my. I mean, when I was young, if you see, but the one thing I understood, and I still do, is that music is entertainment. You know what I mean? Here, and so I'm not.
Of
So,
course.
but what I'm getting at is, so I knew, like, I mean, when I was young, oh my gosh, when I was even younger than you, the records I did, I mean, all that shit was, not all of it, but a lot of it was hardcore. Like, one of my favorite beats back in the day that I made was for a song called Illegal and X-Rated. Like, and the song was so graphic,
Right.
but the beat was fire. But I'm a young kid. I'm like, oh,
Right.
he says what he's saying. Like, he lives that life, and they live that. And by the way, a lot of people that I worked with lived that life, and a lot of those people became incarcerated. And then I'm like, or
Right.
worse. I actually had clients that were killed. Not while I was working with
Yep.
them, but soon thereafter.
I've had clients
So
that have been
yeah,
killed too.
but. So
Like, so,
when things like that happen and you see it, you really do start thinking, you're like, am I part of the, I mean, you're not part of the problem, but when but you're not helping either.
Like you have a decision. You know what I mean? Like, not to be stereotypical, but you could probably say this. When you work with pop artists, right? Because you've done a lot of acoustic shit. That is not really the culture. I'm sure there's been people, killed,
But
on
it's not
stage and
rooted
shit
in
has
that. It's
happened.
not.
But it's not rooted in that, right? And I, for myself, I want to be authentic to me, and I don't want to do like a quick buck genre, because my dad said it perfectly. He said, trap music, for what you're producing, it is kind of like a quick buck because it's easy to sell. I mean, it is. It doesn't take that much. I mean, not no offense
But
to trap
you're
music.
not
I
lying.
love
No,
I'm
go
still
ahead,
gonna
please.
obviously make trap beats and shit like that. But it's a quick buck genre because, again, the thought process behind it, there's basic elements to every genre, but you know what I mean. Like, it doesn't take that much for a trap beat to be hot. You know what I mean? I slap a good 808 on it and a fire drum pattern, and we're good to go. You know what I'm saying? So what my dad was like, he was just telling me, he said he understands why I'd want to expand, because again, if that's not really what I'm going for, like I want to build a long-term legacy. And I'm not saying you can't do that with trap music. Of course people build their sound and they expand, but even for people that you see, maybe they rooted themselves in trap, like London on the Track, he produced on Ariana Grande's track recently. And his versatility has helped him, right? Because again, there's just a certain culture that has just kind of like come around when it comes to like trap music that I personally, I just know myself. I know who I want to hang around. I know the type of people I want to be in the studio with. I know my comfortability level of like people I want to hang out with. And just from what I've seen, when hanging out with is there is just a different, I would say, personality trait when you kind of expand in different genres. Just because like it's just what it is, and I know for me, like you said, it's not that we're the problem, but I do think about like when I create this, it's not just a beat. And I think that's the difference between you and I, like how we think about shit. When we create shit, we're not just creating beats. You know what I mean? This is a landscape to something that's going to be bigger. And we have an impact on that. Now, obviously, if I make a country beat and someone decides to talk about, shooting up
Jesus.
a
Yeah, you
Walmart or
can't
some
control
shit,
that.
I don't have, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I know that more than likely, if I make that style of beat, there's less of a chance of that happening. I'm not saying there can't be a possibility. Mm-hmm. Anyone can say anything on whatever. But I just want to make sure I'm a part of something that feels good. Like, when I put it out there, I'm like, yo, this feels good. And when I listen to the music, it feels good. You know what I mean?
No, it's fine. It's good, good subject.
Not to get long-winded, but just to say this, but, like, growing up, I didn't really listen to rap music. You know what I mean? And I feel like, as a black individual, and just putting race to this just because, again, there are stereotypes with, like, me listening to, like, country music and other shit. It's seen as a white thing. I don't know why.
It's seen as a white thing. Historically,
yes. So, you know, and that kind of, I feel like for me, when I first started, I actually made more out of the box type shit. You know what I mean? And I feel like when it kind of changed into like a business, it was like, okay, I need to adapt to what people expect. And that's sad, but that's neither here nor there. But what I'm glad is that now I am finding, you know, or artists are finding me that aren't in those boxes, that don't think like that, so that I can't, because I listen to a lot of shit that's not rap music. You know what I mean? So it's not exactly hard for me to, like, create these styles. You know, obviously I'm still having to, you know, do research and practice and look at, like, song structures, because there are different song structures for different shit and, you know, different qualities of, but again, it's not hard if you listen to that music. Like, I like pop shit. I like country. I like alternative shit. I like all kinds of music. I'll listen to anything as long as I like it. You know what I mean? So that's been nice. But I think that's important. I feel like when you do what's easy, it only has a certain lifespan.
Yeah.
You know, I like, and that's something that I wanted to kind of get fixed early. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, if I'm already noticing this shit, I want to kind of get out of this box early. Because, again, I'm just getting started, I feel. You know, I'm just getting started. And, you know, so I'm like, okay, let's take what I already know and put it into shit that maybe, you know, I don't know as much or I haven't really done. And it's been a fun experience. Mm-hmm. And it makes it fun again. You know what I mean? But make music fun again. No,
that's
okay,
not the title.
That's not the
podcast title.
Anyway, yes. Yo, but you know what I'm saying? When you have fun, when you're doing something, because I started to notice I wasn't really having
just
fun.
Knocking
I was
them
just,
out.
I was just in a...
Yep.
Yeah, just knocking them out. I'm just in a cycle. Like, okay, here we go. Another one. And so what I like about even collaborating with you, right?
Yeah,
we get to mix both of our styles together, right? So we might have, like, a trap feel, but it's not trap. Mm-hmm. It's not, like, just trappy. You know what I mean? It's still got those 808s, and I like that. But it's a mix. Yeah, exactly. So I like the fact that I've learned a lot from you is just having fun in the music that you make. Because when you put your personality into what you make, people can feel that. You know what I mean? People can feel when you haven't really put your all into it, when it's just another beat. I've noticed the beats that I've been fucking like, yes, like this, I'm going to listen to this 20 times. Those resonate with people. So I just want to say that. Like, if you're in a field, a creative field or whatever, really put that energy into making shit that you like. It goes way further than trying to make
and
shit
when it,
that
and when
you
it's
just
authentic,
think you have to
you know,
make.
Like, you know, well, I have several things. Yeah. You touched a lot of good points. I want to back up and then I'll get back to where I was. But, you know, you were talking about artists and, you know, and what they're putting on beats and stuff. And, like, when I started working with K-Vizo, you know, I don't produce a lot of rappers anymore. And and not because I don't want to, but I love rap.
Yeah.
Like, you know, honestly, it's weird. Well, damn, I got to go back even farther because you said something funny because you were talking about, you know, the stereotype of maybe what a black individual, I'm making quotes, you know what I mean, like what they would be into musically when they were young. I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was a kid in the Midwest.
Right.
Mostly white people. I mean, 99.9, like, I think I had one black neighbor growing up.
I bet you were off.
People
you
were
were
like,
fucking
what the
off,
fuck?
right? Yeah, because the music that
But
you like
but
is
here's the thing, when I was
definitely
8 years old, I loved R&B music. Like, 8 years old. I was listening to New
That's
Edition
right.
and
Yep.
Lionel Richie and like all this old, like,
Yep.
cool. But see, here's
My
what's weird.
parents
I grew
played
up in
that
a
shit
household
too.
where my grandfather listened to country. I had, you know, my brother listened to, like, you know, hard, like, metal, or not metal, but like alternative music and like this 80s pop shit. You know, I was all over the place. I loved everything. But anyway, so I get that. And so I've always thought, it never trips me out when somebody, if they are a certain, you know, ethnicity and say, oh, I love country. I'm like, yeah, country's good. I love, country music is great. There's some good shit in there.
Yeah.
But one thing, you know, fast forwarding through, you know, all the records I produced, like in college and in Philly. And, you know, here's the thing. You know, when I was in high school, when I was in Philly, I was producing a lot of rappers because that's kind of what I was into, you know, because I got into rap and I liked Rage Against the Machine, which is like rock and rap music, you know, and Public Enemy. And I listened, you know, I just got influenced that way. Now, I was working with a lot of artists that did live those lifestyles, and you don't think about it because you're young. You know, you're like, oh, it's just what people do. And then you start thinking, well, I know some of it is theater, because what I mean by that is I knew people that were living the lifestyle, and I knew people that were just imitating it because it was popular. Now, what bummed me out about that and bums me out about it now is, you know, even artists like 21 Savage, like, I get he's like a vibe or whatever, but it's like, it's all like, it's verbal diarrhea. Like, he's just saying stuff to say stuff, you know, like, and he keeps saying the same things over and over again. And it's just, I think you're doing people a disservice. Like, you're basically going, my listeners are ignorant and they're going to like whatever I do. So I just give them some old bullshit, right? So now, that being said, I mean, look, if you're looking at business, he does good business. But when I started working with some, you know, with an artist like Vizo, you know, Vizo's first and foremost my friend. And I like that, you know, the first songs he played for me, he had two songs that he had out, or he had videos for. One was called Ownership, and the other one was called Savings. And I was like, okay, it sounds cheesy, you know, but I was like, wait, here's a guy that's got, he's cool, he's got a vibe to him, he can rap. But he's like a friend you would hang out with, you know, and he's and he's saying
he's
something
someone that you would hang out with.
So even in his song, like in Savings, he says like, "There's nothing wrong with, you know, being a little flashy, but stack up your money. Don't be stupid."
Right.
By the way, he's speaking on experience.
Yes.
Like, we talk about these things all the time, like being ignorant with money, you know, like, oh, we spent money and we didn't. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what I like about him. So even when I talk to him, like when we talk, I mean, I only speak to him this way, being older, just more experienced. Obviously, I can't speak for his life experiences, but I even always tell him, like, when we, every video idea or every video we hope to do in the future, you know, I just asked him, I said, look, man, don't do the typical shit. That's all I ask. Because you're so much better than that. You're a smart man. You know what I mean? Like, you have a lot to offer people.
Yes.
And people may look up to you. So, like, I said, you know, you're going to do whatever you want to do. But just for longevity and respect, don't be on a video with money and guns. By the way, like, if he ever did that, I would still be his friend, but I probably would not manage him anymore. I don't think he would, so I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, like, the older I get, like, that's, like you're saying, I don't, and it's more, I mean, not just for me, I don't care how it reflects on me in that way, but I'm saying, like, I don't want that for him as a friend. Like, don't go out doing that.
And people associate you.
Yes.
People associate you with shit, right? Like, I don't necessarily, want to be associated with
that. It makes total sense. And that's why I said, you know, obviously, Izzo, if you're listening to this, yeah, you know, I think people know what I mean. It's like, you know, I'm saying first and foremost, you know, by the way, if I was friends with 21 Savage, I'd be like, bro, like, maybe do something a little different. I know you're just raking in the cash, you know, but a lot of people listen to you.
That's why I like Lil Nas X.
Yep.
That's why I like Lil Nas X, right? Because he has that trap influence, but
yeah,
he's not talking about the regular shit.
Well, once again, to me, it's the easy way out. When people talk about this, because perfect example.
Yeah.
Actually, if they ever listen to this, they'll be super stoked that I was telling this story. But when I was in college and I was producing a lot of artists from like EC and GI, like East Chicago, Gary, Indiana, all these like pretty rough neighborhoods. And they would come down to where I was because they got mm-hmm. beats from me. Like, I mean, it's dope. So they're working with me and they're living these lifestyles, you know. And I really didn't, I was a kid, you know, I didn't really get what was going on. But they're living these lifestyles that they're rapping about. And I remember at one point, these two white kids, and I have to say that because you'll see what I'm saying, or why I'm saying this. These two white kids come in, and they have this rap group. And they're living in a small country town, like where I grew up. So I knew how they were living. And they want to get in there and talk about shit
right.
that these other guys are talking about. I'm like, I ain't going to stop them, but I'm like, I know in my gut, I'm like, y'all don't know any of this shit you're talking about. Like, it's so corny. Like, you're talking about guns and dealing this and doing, I'm like, y'all live with your stepmom in a trailer. You know what I mean? You definitely got some issues, like we all did in those times. But like, you don't know about, you may not want to talk about these things. You know, like, it's nothing to glorify, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And like, if you're doing it, like I said, I'm not the type of person where I say, well, you can't have a violent movie. I hate to say it, but you can, because there's violence in real life. It sucks, but that's what art is for. And you have to be, what it is, it always comes down to this. It comes down to parenting. Because when you have parents that can, like my grandmother, you know, I mean, I wasn't ignorant. My grandmother would tell me, like, this is fake, this is real. When you're listening to an album, maybe they're talking about, it's not real. It's a story. It's like a book. So don't always believe it. And, you know, like, so I understood that. But that's all I can speak on because that's my experience. But you definitely have people out there that either have very little parenting or no parenting. And they just think when they hear this album and they're like, oh, I'm using the stick or whatever 21 Savage says like 10,000 times a song. And, you know, people, like, there are people that are not being told, hey, this is not a way to go. This is like a dead end, quite literally. If you really think he's living this and doing this stuff, like, you're going to be dead. Like, or you know, somebody is. You know, it's not going to be good.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is I told my dad this, and my mom, too. And I said, honestly, what really kind of got me, I mean, I've already kind of been feeling this way, but I said, you know, I've just been seeing a lot of deaths recently, a lot of murders in the rap community. And I was like, you know what, I don't want to continue down this path. And I said, it's not that I'm not going to make trap beats. I still, you know what I mean? But I don't want to just continue down this path because I see where it's going. And people can say, like, oh, well, you're just a producer. You're not going to be affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you fucking will. Because guess what? The bigger that you get, and, you know, for us, I mean, not to toot our own horns, but we're pretty, like, unless you just don't do anything, you know, we're already kind of on a, like, a display, as it is, right? So you add doing something really cool, like fucking making beats, and you know, you get a little success.
Oh,
you're
gonna
be places.
You could be in clubs,
I mean,
with people
and
where
I know
shooting
you know,
breakout. You could be in studios. Well, I got something to tell you. I got to tell you now. Because by the way, I'm not worried about this for you, But I probably told you this story. I probably never said it on a podcast. I'm sure I can say it now because it happened in, like, 1999. I was in a studio session where a gun got pulled.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying, though? That's scary as shit. I don't care what people fucking say. Mm-hmm. That shit doesn't make me feel good. You know what I mean? And, like, people can say, oh, you're thinking too much. No. Because guess what? I know I've hung out with artists mm-hmm. who don't live in the best kind of situations. And, you know, I mean, obviously I'm not going to be like, wow, your life is kind of, you know, on edge. You know what I mean? But again, I'm looking at these scenarios and I know the type of person that I am. And mm-hmm. I know what I want to be around. You know what I mean? I want to be around people that, and again, just yes. to clarify, it's yes. not a race thing. Anybody can fit into this category because if you're automatically thinking like, right. he's talking about
yep,
black
people. Yep.
Definitely not. Anybody can fit into this category. But I'm saying personality-wise, I found that in the rap industry, there's mm-hmm. a certain personality to it a lot of times. You know what I mean? That I just don't necessarily like can't relate to. You know what I mean? So again, as I said, of course I like working with people, but I just the more that I've been seeing these like murders and I see that like fucking third mm-hmm. shooting in the fucking leg this week, you know, or like you know this past week or so, in the same industry that I'm
kind of who was it that got shot in the leg?
Oh wait a second, you know what I mean?
Oh, that was Boosie, okay. right? Yeah.
So Boosie got shot in the leg. And then, no, another guy, Benny the Butcher, jeez. Just got shot in the leg at a Walmart from an attempted robbery.
And Young Vaughn, or
and so you
was
see
it Key Vaughn, sorry.
And, another, King Vaughn, he was murdered. Another rapper, Mo3, who I wanted to work with, he was murdered. You see what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's just a lot. And you look at it, and you're like, okay, if I'm in the studio, something breaks out. What the fuck am I gonna do? You know what I mean? And of course you can't think like that. Of course I'm not thinking true. Oh, if I go to a studio, that shit's gonna happen. It can happen. Anything,
you don't
want to
increase the chance, but
I'm just saying. Like, I don't want to increase the chances because I know the type of music that I'm gonna be creating. I see people who are doing more, and I put that in quotes. That more so just has to do with accessibility. Like, if you have a car and you can go to a studio,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously you can seem like you're doing more. It doesn't mean you are. Everything is perception. But for people that I see in the studio, I see the type of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see the type of people mm-hmm. energy that's centered around you, right? And you, I don't want to say I'm not cut out for it.
Like,
I just know my personality.
That's like saying
I know my
style.
You know, I know my style.
I don't think anybody is. You know what I mean? I know I'm messing with you. Yeah.
But you know what I mean, though?
You're living that lifestyle.
I don't want people to think that, like, I'm saying, oh, I don't ever want to work with rappers or anything. But I just want to work with people that, like, feel good. Like, when we make music together, it feels fucking good. When you're talking about shit on the record, I want it to feel good. I want to show my grandmother, you know, what you're fucking playing. I can't show her if you're talking about pussy and bitches.
Depends on what kind of grandparent you got. If I produced WAP.
Not my grandparents.
Or something, my grandmother heard it. She's the type that she'd be like, now that's a song. Good job.
not mine. She'd probably like
I
to
dig
be
it. Yeah.
Like, my grandmother's all about, like, she'd like to be it because, you know, I'm her grandson. But outside of that, the topics. But again, I mean, again, I like making shit that feels good. That's really what it comes down to. When you play me music that you produce, you have produced rap shit, but even that mm-hmm. was more like conscious shit. You know what I mean? Like, even that, you know what I mean? So, like, and even when you work with rappers like K-Vizo, again, even the topics that he talks about.
Nope. And that's why I love him.
Stereotypical
that's why
topics.
I work with him.
You see what I'm saying? So that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like, that's the kind of landscape that I want to continuously work with.
Yeah,
because
I think
that's
with the good thing too is, I think
you know,
there's one thing that you don't think about. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say that. That you, I'll say you should think about as a producer. is you can have influence over that. And what I mean by that is, you know, you can tell artists, like, if you think they're dope, but maybe they are talking about those kind of things, you should be like, hey, you should try, like, doing a song about this. Like, if they're just all talking about, you know, crazy shit, you know, they may not do, and talking about money or drugs or weapons, like, I mean, maybe they have a kid.
Yeah.
You know? Like, hey, why don't you do a song about your kid? Talk about being a parent. Talk mm-hmm. about how stressful that is, or you're, you know, trying to be a best parent, or, you know, maybe people don't understand you as a person, or something you went through that was difficult. You know, like, real shit. See, and because that's what people don't get with these songs that you're talking about. The reason, by the way, you can make, I also believe you can make a sad song that makes you feel good. I know that sounds weird, but if you're talking about you miss somebody, or you're lonely, or you know, whatever, I love those songs. And not because, oh, it bums me out. You know, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, he said, yes. He was talking about this at one of his shows when he played in Atlanta, and he said he was at the bar after his set, and he was, you know, talking with his friends and laughing and having a drink, and he said a girl walked up to him, because he makes a bunch of sad music, right? And she goes, you're full of shit, because mm-hmm. you sing all these sad songs, and now you're over here at the bar laughing with your friends. Like, you're fake. He goes, no, I sing those songs because everybody feels that way. Like, that's why I sing them. Because some people just don't know how to say it. So right. I'm able to get it out, and people can listen to it and go, damn, yeah. Like, this sucks. My heart, you know, I'm heartbroken. Or I miss that girl. Or I miss that guy. Whatever, you know, like, he's able to do that. Not everybody can do that. So basically, he's basically saying it's not being hypocritical, you know, to show both sides. But what I'm getting at is, you know, that's what makes music more palatable. I hate to use that word, but there it is. But that's why you can touch more people with it. Because, first of all, I mean, I hate breaking things down by race, as you do, I know. But I will say this. I'm not going to say all, but most white kids that listen to rap is because, especially stuff that may be, you know, not so good for people, you know, like violent and drug, talking about drugs or weapons. It just, they just like the vibe. They like, they wish they were that, but they don't really. That's the dumb thing. You know what I mean? A lot of people just wish they were living that life, because that's cool. That's, you know, that's dope right there. That's being, it's like, no, that's not what you want to be. You know what I mean? But they want, it's almost like when I was young, like, you know, heavy metal music or whatever, and people would just saying, oh, it's evil music. Well, that's why kids liked it, because it was like talking about shit that you're not really supposed to talk about. You know, it's like rebellious and, you know, quote unquote, you know, I don't want to say masculine, but just, you know, like powerful, you know. When you're in the streets running shit, or you say you are, and you got money and power, and girls are, you know, just, you know, bowing down to you, you know, whatever, that's what you're glorifying. People go, yeah, that'd be the shit. It's like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, but those kind of things, they're not very long. They don't have longevity. Like, they really don't. And like you said, you know, feel-good music.
Yes.
Actually, you know, I've worked with a producer, you know, that he, before he'd even produce anyone, he wanted to know everything about them. He's like, what do they do? What do they want to talk about? What are they singing about? And if he didn't like what they were singing about, he'd just go, nope, next. And I respected that. So I'm like, shit, you don't really vibe with their personality and what they want to take to the world. You know, you could, by the way, this is another thing. I'm not a religious person. I don't claim any particular religion, but I'm open to all religion. The reason I'm saying that is I produced, you know, a couple albums. One was called The Pilgrim, which was an 18-song singer-songwriter album. That was based on a Christian book. You know what I mean? And by the way, But that has nothing to do with it. But I mean, to me, my job as a producer is to help the artist express what he wanted to express. You know what I mean? And I'm open-minded about, like, it doesn't, you know, because I know, trust me, I've known, hardcore people, if they're not religious, like, I wouldn't support that, it's like, based on the Bible, it's like, that's not for me to decide. If the artist, I think it's great, that is none of my business, I mean, in a good way, meaning, like, I don't judge on that, like, you're a good person, I love your music, and this is somebody I had produced a lot for already, and when he came to me, I was just flattered that he trusted me to produce. Because he's like, you know, I got this 18-song epic, you know, project, and I want you to produce. So I was flattered. And he told me about the idea. I was like, yeah, man, like, I was eager to do it. Because, by the way, wait till you get to that point, and I hope you get to. But that whole album was like one long story, which is cool. I'll just send that to you. You have to give it a listen. It's really long. It's like it might be over an hour.
Yes.
An hour of music. It's wild. Anyway. But yeah, I don't think that I think that people are so, you know, there's nothing, you know, nothing wrong with wanting to make money. You know, it obviously can afford you some freedoms, you know, lifestyle wise. But at what cost? You know what I mean? Like, meaning, like, how do you feel at the end of the day? You know, and I like that you said how it makes you feel. You know, I'm actually just started, you know, I have a vocal booth in my house now. I didn't even talk about it yet. But there's a vocal booth in my dining room that my friend Tony Terrebonne set up. And it was basically so people could come over and cut vocals, but we wouldn't have to be super close for a long time, you know, just being as cautious as we can. So I'm vocal arranging this singer, Jasmine Pollard, and it's straight up R&B. Like, she, like, Mary J. Blige style, like, you know, like, just raw talent. And by the way, like you said, you know, when you're making these beats, like these pop beats, did you notice how you don't think about, well, I think we do the same way. When we're making beats doing what we like to do, you don't think about time. You don't think about eating. You don't think about it. You're just there. And you're like, I'm doing my thing.
Yep.
And it's so fun, bro. I don't know. It's like, it's fun because I feel like I can get experimental. And the great thing about pop music is it really hard no real rules, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, you can really just do whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like, and that's what I really
Like, and I think as you do it more, you know, and I think we'll, you know, making this public now, so I'll be obligated to do it. But, you know, we should collab on a pop track, like, for someone, just to see how that goes, because I'm sure we'd make
I downloaded ironically, so I have some new drum kits now. And I have acoustic drum kits. So I really like that. So you know, people recorded actual sounds from live drum kits and shit. And then I also have some kits that where people have gotten the sounds that are used in certain songs, like pop songs and shit. So, like, I have a weekend kit, and so somebody literally got all the sounds that we're using.
Wait, that's a drum kit?
Weekend's album. So that's
let's exchange some drums, because
I got some updates for you. Oh, okay. I know it's Sunday.
Yeah, we'll chat it up after this.
I feel like you would want to hear
it. For sure. Anyway, I mean, because we got to start wrapping it up.
Okay, continue.
We had such a good conversation. We used up the whole hour. But it was good. I think to wrap it up, like, you know, I know we're talking amongst ourselves, but I hope that, you know, producers out there, young producers, especially listen to this, and especially when you're young, you can decide who you want to work with. I know people talk about just getting your music everywhere, but think about where you want to be. Like, And by the way, don't, I'm taking all racial components out of this. And what I mean by that is, I don't care who you are or what your background is. If you like country music, go fucking make country music. The world is a very different place. You know, I think a lot of times people will try to tell people it's like really bad, but people don't, I think it would surprise some people. Meaning like, if I showed up in a, like, I mean, think about me. I mean, my career was built on rap and R&B music. And I'm a dorky white kid from the sticks in Illinois. You know what I mean? There's, like, if you're, you know, if you're not typically, quote-unquote, seen in, you know, the country music genre, like, if you're talented, nobody cares. Like, nobody, I mean that in a good way. You know what I mean? They're not going like, oh, you can't produce. It's like, go do what you do. Like, just, if you like that music and you get good at it, that's really the requirement. Like, I would say this, and I, you know, we talked about this probably one of the first times we spoke, but every interview I've ever done about my career, if people want to bring up, they're like, well, you know, how you feel like you're a guy in a wheelchair and you're, you know, I'm like, why does that matter? Like, and that goes with everything. I'm not just saying the wheelchair. That goes for anyone. If you're making music, nobody cares what's coming out of the speakers. That's what they care about. That is what they care about. And if it's dope, it's dope. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, are you making cool shit? Okay, let's go. You know? Like, it's all good. That's all the requirement there needs to be. So, anyway, I think, like, also what would be cool is any young producers out there, if y'all have questions for us, send us questions or thoughts or whatever, anything you want to, because I like the cool thing about our podcast is our friendship. I'm turning this on you now, because you always say this, like, what's cool about us being friends? But what is cool is we do the same thing, but it's like from two perspectives. It's like you're a young me. It's like I'm watching me come up again, you know, and it's really kind of trippy. I mean, in a different, well, I mean, definitely we have different backgrounds, but we have a lot of similarities too, to where I can go, well, maybe, because whether you know it or not, I mean, you taught me a lot, you know, like, just even by talking to you, but I think if people don't learn, you can learn something from everyone. It drives me nuts when people, like, go, we can't learn from young people. Yeah, you can. That doesn't mean you got to change your whole life, but, you know, sometimes listen to the people. By the way, that's what's, you see, on accident, I just tripped up on something. This is what's going on in society right now, is people, not everybody, but some people can be so close-minded. And I'm not talking about one kind of person. I'm talking about all kinds of people, all over the spectrum, you know, race, politics, religion. They don't take any time to listen to someone else. It's like, listen to someone else. I don't care if you maybe disagree. Like, look, me and you, we don't agree on every damn thing. But I don't want to either. Like, I mean, it would be real weird, but that doesn't mean, like, I can't learn from you, you can't learn from me. Like, that shit drives me nuts, because that's what messes up the world. Is when you're like, no, my way is right. It's the only way. If you don't like that, then you're an idiot or you're worse, whatever. Like, get to know people. You know what I'm saying? Get to know the person.
Yes. Well, listen, how would you say...
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I pitched that to you so perfectly, and you just knocked it out the park, that I'm grinning because you made me very proud right there. I was like, I know Jay's going to see this coming. Sorry, y'all. See, I ruined the segue, but you did it perfectly. Thank you. Okay, you saw what I was doing. Anyway, if you want to get to know me, you can find me everywhere. Simon Illa, SimonIlla, and that's everywhere from Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, MySpace, Pornhub, Black Planet. Did I forget one? Oh, Twitter. Yeah, all those. So check me out there. And but Jay, where can people find you if they want to get to know you?
you can find me at Mini Producer.
Nice.
And miniproducer.com is where you can find my beats.
Okay.
And
Anna, you can check us both out together. Yep.
Oh, yeah, on Thursdays. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. The come up review. We review people's songs. And if you pay $20, we'll listen to the whole fucking song and shout
you out. It's a good time. We always have a good time.
We try to get to everybody that we can.
So, anyway, all right. Well, we're coming close to the holidays, so I think next Sunday we gotta bring up the upcoming Thanksgiving and see the pre Christmas preparations. Oh, let's just work up some Christmas lists, maybe by next weekend. So anyway, but a good time to share and share alike and share with your friends, share this podcast, por favor. All right, so you know what we didn't do? Jeez. Can't forget them. They made me a little salty, though. But shout out to the Anchor app. Go to Anchor. I'm just a little jaded because of the trying to send you the invite so many times. I don't know what they're doing. Anyway, go to anchor.fm to get the Anchor app. You can get it on your computer or your smartphone. And you can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast like everybody else does. And who produces this podcast? That is correct. All right. So anyway,
until next week,
this is Simon Ella, and y'all have a good one.